Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. As Joe Kopp mentioned, here's the statement from the Baltimore Ravens. From just a couple minutes ago, late last night, we were informed that multiple members of the Baltimore Ravens organization tested positive for COVID-19, and those individuals immediately began to self-quarantine. We have started the process of contact tracing, the Ravens say, and during this time, the Under Armour Performance Center will be closed, with all team activities conducted virtually. We will continue to work closely with and follow guidance from the NFL, team doctors, and our medical trainers. So the first question, obviously, is are these players, coaches, other people within the organization, in terms of actually having a game? I mean, it doesn't matter in general. You hope everybody's okay, obviously. But in terms of playing the game, it would be way more pertinent and could affect the game more, clearly, if it's players. And then the second thing I think of, Bob, is this game may very well have to go to Friday or even Sunday, so it would be the second time this season, and this is just thinking strictly in a competitive mode of thought, obviously. Again, the first thought here is hoping everybody is okay, but it could be the second time that the Steelers have a potential bye week type situation, which would be 9 days between games after their Thanksgiving game, that could be taken away again, and they would simply play on a Sunday again is what I'm thinking. Maybe a Saturday? I don't know. What's your first thought?
Well, my first thought is I'd like to know, you know, as it pertains to this team, is it people, staffers who travel with the team, or if it's people in the front office, you know, and then their contact with players. If players are able to be okay, then they may be able to play. And at this point, I would – and based on how this is written, it sounds like that's the case. But at the same time, you never know. On a short week, you do have some game. Ideally, they want to have it, you know, on Thursday night just because of the eyeballs on it and how it's been promoted. But that takes a back seat to the safety here, Ron. But, again, I think you need more definition of what exactly this impacts. Is it just staff members? And were those staff members in contact with players?
Yeah, I mean, it's vague yet at this point. I see Kevin Seifert of ESPN tweeting out, though, the NFL policy, high-risk close contacts. If they deem these guys are high-risk, there's a required 5-day isolation period, and that would not allow them to play on Thursday night. As Joe said, they might have to push the game back if it comes to that. I'm sure – you know, the NFL wants this game played. They'd certainly love it to be played on Thursday night. It's a marquee primetime game, but I think they just really want to get it in sometime this weekend, Joe.
Exactly. It's that 5-day count that we have to monitor now. So we'll stay on this. We'll also get back to what happened in the league yesterday here on Cook and Joe and Bob. Bob Pompiani with us every Monday. Let's do that. Let's get back to some of the games as we keep talking about this story as well. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.